This is BBC Radio 4. And now the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Monday the 29th of June 2026. The general synopsis at 1800. Atlantic low, 1004, moving rather quickly northeast, expected just west of North Shannon, 1008 by 1800 Monday. New high expected Thames, 1026 by same time. Low, North Bailey, 990, losing its identity. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Atsira, South Atsira. Southerly, southwesterly, veering westerly in South Atsira, 3 to 5. Occasionally 6 in Viking. Showers, good, occasionally poor at first. 40s, Cromarty, 4th, Tyne. South, southwest, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 until later, showers, good. Dogger, Fisher. West, southwest, 4 to 6, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor at first in Fisher. German Bight, Humber. Cyclonic, 3 to 5, becoming variable, 2 to 4, mainly fair, good, occasionally poor at first. Thames, Dover. West, southwest, becoming cyclonic, 3 to 5. Fair, good. White, Portland, Plymouth. West, 3 to 5, becoming variable, 2 to 4, then southwest, 3 to 5 later in Plymouth. Showers, good. Biscay. Northerly or northwesterly, 3 to 5, becoming variable, 2 to 4 in west. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Trafalgar, cyclonic 3 to 5 in far southeast, otherwise northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, fair, good. Southeast Fitzroy, northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, fair, good. Northwest Fitzroy, Seoul, westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, backing southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later in Seoul. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. West backing south, southwest, 3 to 5, increasing 6 at times. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Shannon. South, southwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later, fair, then rain, good, occasionally poor. Rockall, southwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, becoming cyclonic 3 to 5 later, showers, then rain, good, occasionally poor. Mallon, south, southwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, backing southeast later, showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes. South, southwest, 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first and 3 later, rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. And southeast Iceland, cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 3 at first, becoming southwesterly 5 to 7, rain and fog patches, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree, automatic, west-southwest, 5. Stornoway, southwest by south, 5, slight rain, 5 miles, 1008, rising slowly. Lerwick, south-southeast, 3, 32 miles, 1009, rising slowly. Wick, automatic, southwest by south, 4, 15 miles, 1011, rising slowly. Aberdeen, southwest, 3, 22 miles, 1014, rising. Lucas, southwest, 3, 24 miles, 1015, rising more slowly. Boomer, south-southwest, 3, 13 miles, 1017, rising more slowly. Bridlington, west by south, 2, 1019, rising. Sandetti Light Vessel, automatic, southwest by west, 5 miles, 1,022. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west by south, 5 miles, 1,023. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, northwest by north, 3, 1,024, rising. Jersey, northwest by west, 3, 12 miles, 1,026, rising. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, west-northwest, 4, 1,025. Scilly Automatic, west by south, 3, 8 miles, 1,026, rising. Milford Haven, west by south, 4, 15 miles, 1,023, rising slowly. Aberporth, south-southwest, 3, 19 miles, 1,022, rising slowly. Valley, southwest, 5 miles, 1,020, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby, southwest, 6, 7 miles, 1,020, rising slowly. Valentia, west by south, 3, 7 miles, 1,022, rising. Ronald's Way, southwest by west, 4, 12 miles, 1,019, rising. Mallon Head, southwest, 5, 12 miles, 1,015, rising. And Macrahanish Automatic, south-southwest, 2, 14 miles, 1,016, rising. And here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300. The general situation. Low pressure will move northeast between Scotland and Iceland at first, bringing a west to southwesterly flow. There'll be a few showers, especially in the north and west. This will be accompanied by strong winds in the northwest that will gradually ease before another Atlantic weather system arrives into the west late on Monday and moving east overnight and through Tuesday. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in northwest, becoming variable, mainly southerly, 2 to 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Southwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate later. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Southwest 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, showers at first, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. West or southwest 3 or 4, occasionally 5 at first near Whitby, becoming variable 2 to 4, fair, good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southerly or southeasterly 3 to 5 later. Veering southwesterly later and south, fair, good. Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Westerly or northwesterly, backing southerly or southwesterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 near Northumberland, fair, good. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. West or northwest, backing southwest 3 or 4, fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. West backing southwest 2 to 4, occasionally 5 later, showers good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Westerly or southwesterly 2 to 4, occasionally 5 and west, and also at first and east, showers good. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Southwest backing south later, 3 to 5, showers, good, occasionally moderate later. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Westerly or southwesterly, backing southerly or southwesterly later, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first in north. Showers, good, occasionally moderate later. Isle of Man. Westerly or southwesterly, backing southerly or southwesterly, 4 or 5, fair, good. Lough Foyle to Carlingford Lough. Southwest backing south or southeast 3 to 5. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southwesterly, backing southerly or southeasterly, 3 to 5. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Southwest, 3 to 5, occasionally 6 at first, backing south or southeast later. Showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor later. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Southwest 6 or 7, decreasing 4 to 6, backing south or southeast 3 to 5 later. Showers, rain later, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. And Shetland Isles, southwest 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first and 3 later. Rain or showers until later, good, occasionally moderate. And that completes the shipping forecast. Well, that's it for another day here on BBC Radio 4. In a few moments, we'll join the World Service for the news at 1 a.m. In the meantime, for myself, Al Ryan, and all of us here in Broadcasting House, if you have been, thanks for listening. Have a safe, quiet and peaceful night. Good night. Ihua.
Hello, coming up on the newsroom at midnight GMT. More survivors have been rescued from collapsed buildings in Venezuela after those devastating earthquakes, but hope is fading.
We have only recovered 3. This is what hurts the most, that we won't have the chance to give them a proper burial as they deserve.
We look at growing criticism of the government's response. Also today, with me, Nick Miles, the multi-billion dollar world of romance fraudsters.
Sometimes they were scamming people in real time. Chibuke, for example, he's a young scammer in Lagos, scamming an Irish woman. He gets 80,000 euros from her. She is losing everything.
Later on.
Amazing! That was awesome! What a shot! We're going to take down whoever's in front of us. Let's go, Canada.
Incredible. We're going to win the next one, too. It's going to be great.
A World Cup host first into the last 16. All that, and we find out what Mexico's motorbike vigilante is doing with lots of adhesive tape. After this.
BBC News with Roisin Hasty. More than 2,000 international rescue workers are continuing to search the rubble after Venezuela's twin earthquakes as hopes of finding survivors fades. More than 30 people were saved over the weekend, but tens of thousands remain missing. The BBC's Orla Gearin is in one of the hardest hit areas, Cate Lamar. She says there's a shocking contrast between the scale of the destruction and the lack of any government-organised rescue efforts.
As one Venezuelan man put it to me, look, in this country, if a few dozen students want to go out to protest, the authorities can get 2 tanks out on the streets very quickly. But they have not mobilized all the resources of the state to support the victims of the earthquake. I haven't met anybody who has said the government is doing its best. Some are still cautious about expressing criticism, but increasingly there is an openness that people are willing to say out loud things which they wouldn't have said before, such as the desperation.